Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Happy New Year to all the best people I know. How are you? Can you believe it's 2012? I was talking to so many people, and they were like, yep, this is it, last Christmas ever, last holiday ever, 2012, the apocalypse. Everybody's talking about all this 2012 stuff. But I tell you what, we are going to be living and shining that bright light because we have Dr. Margaret here today with Inner Bonding. So you want your 2012 to be healing. You want your 2012 to start out with, you know, getting unstuck from all, dump that junk. Dr. Margaret, as you may have seen her on Oprah, is going to help us do that today. She will take your calls live if you dial 347-637-1318. 347-637-1318. Just hit #1 for the switchboard, and we'll put you through to Dr. Margaret. Before I bring her on air and read her beautiful, amazing bio, she's a beautiful soul, and she's starting out our entire year on the Best People We Know radio show, so that's pretty exciting, a little divine intervention. But I wanted to let everybody know the Motivation Marathon, we're taking the registrations now, January 14th to 22nd. You go to motivationmarathon.com, motivationmarathon.com. We've got 46 speakers. We've got 9 days. We've got everybody that you've ever seen anywhere. We'll have to get Dr. Margaret to do the next one with us. But, you know, you've seen them a lot on TV, CNN, Dr. Wendy, and fitness, and clean eating, and Toscarino, and Wayne Scott Lucas from What Not to Wear, and PhDs from Scotland and England. And, oh, my gosh, there's just so many people. So, sign up, register, you get a free ebook, and then what you'll be able to do is get all the, you know, the recordings. So if you can't make it live, which is better if you can be live to ask your questions, you'll still get all the information to help you create the best year of your life. Why? Because in the Best People We Know Club, we all help each other, and I'm very, very excited about bringing you into this Motivation Marathon. It's going to be amazing, awesome. It's a privilege. Don't wait. You're worth it. Go to motivationmarathon.com and sign up now. Just do it. This is the year to make it happen. And now we are going to really make it happen with Dr. Margaret because she's going to help us get this total healing. Dr. Margaret Paul, as I said, you may have seen her on Oprah, but she is the co-creator of Inner Bonding. A lot of you may have heard of that. I've been getting a lot of comments in social media, Facebook, and so forth about hearing about this. Dr. Paul is the author and co-author of several best-selling books, including Do I Have to Give Up Me to Be Loved by You? Love that. Inner Bonding, Healing Your Aloneness. Do I Have to Give Me to Be Loved by God. Dr. Paul's books have been distributed around the world and have been translated into 11 languages. She is really a privilege to have with us today. Inner Bonding is a 6-step spiritually based therapeutic modality that heals shame and the resulting self-abandonment that is often the root cause of anxiety, stress, depression, low self-esteem, addictions, and other relationship problems that we want to eliminate. Inner Bonding creates profound connections with the self, spirit, and others that heals that emptiness and aloneness inside and unleashing creativity, imagination, passion, and purpose, love, and joy. Now, doesn't that sound awesome? She has many famous people that I'm sure you're familiar with that have endorsed her work. One quote that I really like is from Alanis Morissette, and she says, "Inner Bonding has helped me to evolve in my courage to love." What could be better than that? It's all about the love. Margaret holds a PhD in psychology and is a relationship expert, noted public speaker, workshop leader, educator, chaplain, consultant, and artist. She's appeared on many radio and television shows, including The Oprah Show, and she has successfully worked with thousands of individuals around the world, couples and business relationships, and she's taught classes and seminars since 1967, and boy, does she look marvelous. I told her, I said, whatever you're doing for growing young, inner bonding is working. She looks beautiful. You can connect with Dr. Margaret today at www.inner, that's all one word, innerbonding, innerbonding.com. And you'll want to sign up for her newsletter and see so many of her free resources. And she's got some great videos there and teaching tools. So you'll definitely want to go there today. And it is my privilege and pleasure to welcome our first guest of 2012, Dr. Margaret. How are you, Dr. Margaret?
I'm great. Thank you so much for the beautiful introduction.
Well, listen, you have a beautiful resume. You've done beautiful things in the world, and that's why we're so excited to have you here, because, you know, what I love about your work, Dr. Margaret, I think it speaks to everybody. And people, you know, the new year, the new you theme, people want to get that clean slate. They want to get a fresh start. They want to dump the junk. They want to get unstuck. But I think so many times, you know, people, it's like, oh, I've heard this from many of my own clients. Oh, I've tried this. I've tried that. Nothing seems to work. But there's nothing wrong with them. It's the system. So maybe because your system has helped thousands of people, and I know you're going to help thousands more today, can you just tell us a little bit of how you got to the place of doing what you are doing today? Because you do it absolutely fabulously.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. You know, first of all, I was one of those kids who, by the time I was five, I knew I wanted to be a therapist. Actually, what had happened is that I did not have a happy childhood. I was a pretty upset and nervous kid. My mother took me to a psychiatrist when I was five. And my mother was one of those people who screamed and screamed and screamed. So, of course, I was a nervous kid. And the psychiatrist said to me, tell your mother not to scream. And I remember looking at him and thinking, here I am, 5 years old. I remember looking at him and thinking, you tell her. I'm 5 years old. She's not going to listen to me. And thinking, you know what? I could do a better job than him. And that was the beginning of my being motivated to help people. And so I did become a therapist, but I was trained traditionally in traditional psychology, and I practiced it for 17 years, and I was not at all happy with the results, because I could see, you know, that people would get dependent, and, you know, every time something happened, they'd have to come back. They didn't have a process for dealing with their own feelings. So by that time, I was on a spiritual path, and I started to pray for something that would really be helpful. And that's when I met my best friend and co-creator of Inner Bonding, Dr. Erica Chopich. She had half the process, and I had half the process. So, of course, we had to meet, and we did, and we put together Inner Bonding. That was 26 years ago. And this process has been evolving in our lives and other people's lives for 26 years. It's become such an incredibly powerful process. And, you know, you're talking about people who try everything. And that's what happens with people who come to Inner Bonding. They email me, they call me. I've tried everything. I've tried everything for 20 years. I've tried every form of therapy, every workshop. And I have done the same thing. I have tried everything to find my peace and my joy and my happiness. And I couldn't find it until Inner Bonding. And so I'm so excited to present this to your listeners today, because over and over and over again, I hear from people who say, finally, I understand what I need to do in order to have that peace and joy and loving relationships and heal my addictions. I got an email from somebody just a couple weeks ago. We have this fantastic program out. It's a brand new program, a computer program, where we've put the whole process into a program that you can download. And this woman did that. She bought SelfQuest. It's called SelfQuest. She bought it, and she started working it. And she emailed me and said that she had been on drugs for 38 years of her life, and she had tried everything, rehab, everything. And she couldn't get off until she did the Inner Bonding process through the SelfQuest program. And this she did herself. She didn't even work with me. She just did it by herself through the program. She says it's the first time in 38 years she's clear in her head, and now, and she's been emailing me, and she's so excited now because she wants to bring SelfQuest into recovery centers because she sees what's been missing.
No, I just think it's so excited because I love the testimonies, and when people go to your website, they're going to see that. And I think that third-party endorsement is so powerful, so I love hearing about the woman who was so frustrated. And I bet you a lot of our listeners are feeling like, oh, here it is, the new year. You know, I've tried everything. Here you are giving this example of this woman on drugs, addicted, over 30 years, yet this still unlocked the door to give her the ability to enter her new life of freedom. And I think there's a couple things that you said that I really love and want to emphasize. First of all, even that story of, you know, when you're 5 years old, so many people listening are all, you know, call in and ask, well, what's my purpose? What am I supposed to do? But I think, as you said, you knew innately what you were passionate about solving, what you needed, and that's what you did because that's what you love, and that's where you put that intent and power and passion. And I think that that's important for the listeners to really recognize, because you're a living example of things that maybe they need to do, but also to never, ever give up. Just because people have tried other things doesn't mean that the next, you know, that 99, the 99 hits and the 100th, you know, which one was it?
That's exactly right.
And don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle either, because sometimes it's right there at the corner. And I think people listening today, Dr. Margaret, are not here by accident. You mentioned your co-creator that you were talking about. You had one half of Inner Bonding. She had the other. I think people are here for a reason. It's not an accident. You know, the teacher arrives when the student's ready. So I want to, you know, there's just so much to talk about today, but I'm sure that somebody is saying, okay, well, this sounds great. I want to give it a try. I'm definitely with you. I'm going to give it one more try. But what is Inner Bonding exactly? And the other thing that you've done so elegantly, it's simple and sophisticated, I think, with the terms that you have on the website. It's six steps that are clearly and easily understood and applied in our own life. It's not just rhetoric. It's something that we can really do. So tell listeners what Inner Bonding is, and tell us about some of those steps that they're going to go through with you in working with you.
Okay, so step one of Inner Bonding. Now, Inner Bonding is a roadmap. There's six steps that are like a road, like reading a map to get you where you want to go. So the first step is that people need to be willing to feel their painful feelings and learn how to take responsibility for them, because this is really the bottom line issue, is that people are so afraid of their pain that they numb out with addictions, they abandon themselves in many ways, basically in four ways. They numb out with addictions, they stay up in their head instead of present in their body with their emotions. They judge themselves really harshly in order to try and have control over getting themselves to do things right, which is a deep form of self-abandonment that perpetuates their shame. And then they make other people responsible. They blame others or circumstances for their feelings. And so step one is that you have to be willing to feel your painful feelings, because we teach that all feelings are informational. And there's two different kinds of feelings. And this is vitally important to understand. There's what we call the wounded feelings, and these are the feelings that we cause by our own thoughts and actions. And that's the anxiety, the depression, the stress, the guilt, the shame, the anger, jealousy. These kinds of feelings are coming from our thoughts and our behavior that comes from these thoughts. And these come from self-abandonment. And the other kind of feeling are what we call core feelings. These are the feelings of life. These are the painful feelings of life, the grief, the heartbreak, the loneliness, the helplessness over others and circumstances. These are very deep and very painful feelings that all of us experienced as we were growing up, that none of us could really manage feeling them because they're so big. Heartbreak is a huge feeling. And so we learned as children to avoid our feelings with all of our protective, controlling behaviors. We had to, as part of our survival. But now we're adults, and what we can learn to do is manage these feelings. And this is what inner bonding is about. It teaches you how to manage these feelings without having to avoid them with addictions or being in your head or making others responsible or judging yourself. So step one means that you've got to decide that you're now willing. Okay, I've been avoiding my feelings all these years, but I'm now willing. And these feelings are always informational. Our wounded feelings are always telling us that we're abandoning ourselves, and our painful core feelings are always telling us that there's something external happening that we need to attend to. Somebody is lying, somebody is being dangerous, or there's a dangerous situation, somebody's being really unloving, and we need to attend to it so that we can take responsibility for ourselves. And so it's vital to understand that all feelings are informational, and anything you do to avoid them, whether staying in your head or taking drugs or whatever to numb them, is so sad to me, because to me it's like blinding yourself, like you're not getting the information that your feelings are here to give you. Your feelings are your inner guidance system, and you need them. You need to be aware of them. So that's step one.
You know, step one, the takeaway for me, and all I can visualize is this person sitting in the doctor's room saying, you know, they just found out they had cancer, and they're looking at the doctor, and they don't want to hear that they got cancer. They don't want to hear that they're going to have to go in for this radical, painful surgery. But would that doctor really be good if he said, oh, don't worry about it, just go home, live your life, and, you know, just live happily ever after? No. The most loving and kind thing that that doctor can do for that patient is to say, look, you're going to feel worse before you feel better. You're going to have more pain from the surgery than not having the surgery. But in the long run, if you don't do this, you're never going to get what you want, which is total health and freedom to live the rest of your life great.
Right.
And you
right.
know, that's what I'm hearing you say in this first step is like, look it, let's make, okay, you're going to have pain, you're in pain anyway, but at least if we can face that, whether it be for that you know, self-abandonment issue or the core issue or whatever it is, you help people look at this in a detached way so it doesn't devastate them, but they can use
right.
this to be right. free.
That's exactly right. You know, I often use the analogy like if you're sawing wood and you had taken Novocaine and numbed your hand out before sawing the wood, you could saw your finger off and not know it because you would not feel the pain. And this is what we do. This is what we do internally. We numb ourselves so that we don't feel the pain. But the pain, like if you're sawing wood and you saw into your finger, you need that pain. It's telling you stop. You're doing something that's going to hurt you, and if you continue to do it, you're going to lose your finger. And so our emotional pain is exactly like that. It's giving us very, very important information. So let's move on to step two. So inner bonding is based upon a concept of intention, and that there are only two intentions to choose from, which makes it a lot easier to understand. One is the intention to learn about what is most loving to you, what is in your highest good. And the other is the intention to protect against your painful feelings with some form of controlling behavior. So as I said before, virtually all of us had learned to protect as we were growing up. We had to. But now as adults, we need to shift our intention into learning about what is truly loving to us, what is in our highest good and the highest good of all. And so we teach people how to shift their intention. And this is about learning to open to a higher source of wisdom. We teach people how to connect to a higher spiritual source, whatever that is for them, whether it's their own higher self, their own inner wisdom, whether it's a guardian angel or their concept of God or a saint or whoever, it doesn't matter. As long as the intention is to learn from something beyond our limited mind, then we will be able to access the information. So in step two, we move into the intention to learn. We open to that higher source. We bring compassion, kindness, gentleness, tenderness into our heart for our own feelings. And this is what people rarely do. They don't move into compassion for their own feelings. They don't move into a compassionate intention to learn from their own feelings. So in step two, this is what we do. And then in step three, we do a dialogue. We are dialoguing with the feelings. In step two, we're becoming what we call the loving adult. We're a loving adult self when we're open to learning and we're connected with our higher spiritual source or our inner source. And then in step three, it's like you're an adult and you're talking to a child who's hurting. And this child needs your caring, needs your compassion, needs your understanding. But in this case, we're imagining that our feelings are like a child. And we're saying to this child, is there something that I'm doing, some way that I'm being, some way I'm treating you that is causing you to feel anxious or depressed or angry or guilty or shamed? Or is there something happening externally that I need to be attending to? And so we're asking the feelings, and then we go inside and we let the feelings speak. The feelings might say, yeah, you know, you're putting me down, you're judging me, you're putting all kinds of pressure on me to perform. Of course I feel anxious. How would you expect me to feel when you put this pressure on me, when you tell me that if I don't do well or if I make a mistake or if so-and-so doesn't like me, that I'm not worthwhile, that you know, that somebody has to like me for me to be okay, or I have to be perfect for me to be okay. How do you expect me to feel when you treat me that way? Or the feelings might say, well, you never even pay any attention to me. You're constantly ignoring me. You're in your head. You're off drinking or smoking or eating. You just do anything you can to blot me out. Or the feelings might say, you just blame other people all the time. What about me? What about you wanting to take care of me instead of trying to get everybody else to do it all the time? So the feelings are going to inform us if we're abandoning ourselves, if we're really open to learning from the feelings. We're going to learn what we're doing. Or the feelings might be saying, get me out of here. This is a dangerous situation. Listen to me. I am your inner guidance. Get me out of here. Or the feelings might be saying, this person's heart is closed, and I feel very lonely around this person. Don't keep me around this person right now. Go take a walk. Go in the other room. Quit making me be around somebody who's closed to me. It feels awful and lonely in my heart. And so we're open to learning from all of the feelings. And this takes some practice, obviously. This is not something you can just do instantly. But with practice, your feelings will really begin to speak to you. This is our inner intuition. This is our inner knowing, our inner guidance. And we need this information.
I just wanted to say that, you know, one of the real dynamic components is getting back to really being our own best friend. And I think so
right.
much of life, you know, you mentioned, you know, the child. You know, it seems as though we have this intuitive ability when we're younger, and somewhere along the line we listen to those, you know, terrible voices and believe that we didn't have those answers, so that our feelings couldn't be our friends, and looked at it from that negative. So you really try to bring out what's already deep inside that maybe we lost, and in that sense it's almost a type of a recovery, recovering your authentic self, so to speak.
Exactly. Yes, that is exactly what it is, because that authentic self is covered up with what we call the wounded self, and the wounded self is who we had to be to survive. And that wounded self is filled with hundreds of false beliefs that keep us very limited. And in step three, we then explore, like if we're, let's say we're judging ourselves a lot, making ourselves feel very anxious or depressed, which is generally the source of anxiety and depression and self-judgment. And so then we would explore this wounded part of us. What are our beliefs about judging ourselves? Where did we get these beliefs? Is this belief really serving us well, or is it keeping us limited? And so we do a deep exploration of why are we treating ourselves and others and life the way we are? What are our beliefs? So once we really understand how we're treating ourselves and the beliefs behind how we're treating ourselves, then we go to step four. And step four is learning to dialogue with your personal source of spiritual guidance. Now, this is a challenging step for a lot of people, because even people who have believed in God don't necessarily have a personal relationship with God. And I mean, I've worked with, you know, with ministers, with priests who had no personal relationship at all. They believed in something, but they could not have a two-way conversation. And this is vital. It's vital to learn to have this two-way conversation. And we teach people in Inner Bonding how to have this. So in step four, we're going to our higher wisdom and we're asking basically two questions. What is the truth about any of the beliefs that I have uncovered in step three? And what is the loving action towards myself? If your listeners did nothing more than throughout the day starting to practice saying, what is loving to me right now? Just asking the question of the air, even if you don't believe that there's anything there for you, just saying, what is loving to me right now? Just practicing that one part of Inner Bonding, you're going to start to get information that you never got before. Asking that question is a very powerful thing if you truly want to know, if your heart is open to learning. So we ask,
and I
what
think,
is the truth?
You know, and I just wanted to pause because I think the brilliance in your approach, too, is the different types of questions that you ask. And typically, you know, you can answer a lot of things. You know, if you're not going to get the right answers if you don't have the right questions. And
right.
I want to bring people back to going to your website because I think, you know, the psychologist in you and a lot of us are not PhDs as yourself, and I know that you explain these things in terms that we can understand because that's, you know, your brilliance in what you do. But it's nice, I think, if you could, the listeners, if we could go to Dr. Margaret's website, you'll see she has a lot of diagrams. She talks about the root cause. She has arrows. It's very, very easy to understand in a lot of those things that you have on your website. So I just wanted to bring people back to innerbonding.com because it really does help, I think, us understand what you're saying as well.
Well, right.
You know?
And if people click on more about Inner Bonding from the first page, they're going to be taken to a video that briefly shows the six steps. They're going to be taken to where they can see the six steps. Also on our site, they can click on our seven-day free course, which they will really give them a more in-depth understanding of these steps. So, and plus, we have a place on the site called Free Help, where there's targeted help for parenting, for relationships, for addictions, for personal growth, spiritual growth. All of these have targeted help where you get a video, you get an audio, and you get a little packet of articles for free that are going to help you to learn and understand this process. We have so many ways on the website that are free for people to learn. We also, of course, have other ways that are not free that are more in-depth. We have a membership site that's fantastic in its support, plus a lot of products. So, yeah, step four. These are the important questions. What is the truth? What is the loving action? Then, excuse me, then we go on to step five. And step five is taking the loving action. A lot of people can do all this introspection. They can understand what they're doing. They can get the answers, and then they do not take the action. And that would be like a child coming to you and saying, I'm hungry. And instead of getting the child something to eat, you say, oh, thank you for sharing.
Yes,
it doesn't
exactly.
do anything.
It's so silly when you describe it like that, yet we do it. It's like, oh, we want the healing, but then we don't do the things that are going to help us feel better.
That's right. So step five is challenging because what you might learn from your inner wisdom or higher wisdom may be hard for you to do. But unless you have the courage, and this process takes courage, to take the loving action, nothing's going to change. You can get all the awareness in the world. But, for example, if what you hear from your guidance is you need to start practicing getting out of your head and getting present in your body, well, for me, that was enormously challenging. I had spent my whole life in my head. I was a caretaker. I was tuned into other people's feelings because that was what made me feel safe. If I could be a good girl and take care of them, then I felt I could control them not being upset and angry with me. I learned to do that with my parents, of course. And so when I got, well, you need to start getting present in your body and get out of your head, I couldn't remember to do that. I could not remember. I was 45 years old before I learned this. I had spent all those years being in my head. And so I had to do a lot of things. I put sticky notes around, and I wore a rubber band, and I had a little gadget that I wore called a motivator that buzzed against me, and I could program it to remind me to get in my body. Because if if I wasn't in my body, I couldn't move through the other steps. And so the first loving action that I had to take was I had to practice being in my body. And for me, it took me a couple years. It took me a long time before I could actually live from being present in my body and not in my head. And that was very challenging for me. So, you know, the loving action is just not always easy. Loving action might be, you know, stop drinking, stop smoking, stop eating junk, you know, stop using anger to control people. None of these are easy. But if we don't get dedicated to taking the loving action, we're stuck. And so once we take a loving action in step 5, step 6 is we tune in again to evaluate how am I feeling as a result of this loving action. If I'm feeling a deeper sense of peace and some of the shame resolving, then I know that I've taken a loving action. One of the other loving actions that was so hard for me was that one day I realized that I was anxious most of the time. And as I did my process, I realized that the reason I was anxious is because I was judging myself most of the time, constantly, especially around other people. Do this, say that, do this right, what's the matter with you, you didn't say that right, what are these people going to think of you? I mean, just nonstop judgment. So I made a decision that I was going to notice my judging myself without judging myself for judging myself. Because for a while I was noticing it, and then I was judging myself, and that didn't do any good at all. And so it took me a good year of noticing myself, judging myself, before it completely stopped. I completely stopped. I don't do that. I haven't done it for years and years and years. I don't judge myself. And that has made such a huge difference in how I feel. But it took a lot of dedication for me to move to that place. So, you know, I'm saying this to your listeners because it does take time to learn these things. But actually what I say to people is there something better you have to do? What's more important than learning to take loving care of yourself?
It's so true. And, you know, really, I think that listening to you, maybe for some of the listeners as well, it really, you give a new meaning to, you know, what is revealed will be healed. And really taking that time to discover who you are, revealing those things, is the only way that you can catalyze the change. But, you know, really it gets down to, do you feel as though you're worth it? I mean, the idea that not doing anything is going to make us feel better, how's that been working for us, right? I guess that's it.
Well, yeah, and the problem, you know, you're bringing up something very, very important here, Deb, and do we feel that we're worth it? And the problem is that as long as we're judging ourselves, no, we don't feel that we're worth it. But we're the ones causing us to not feel like we're worth it with our self-judgments.
And you know, it's so upside down. In the other component to this is the idea that the most unselfish thing you can truly do for other people is to be that best version of your healthy self, your authentic self.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, what are you doing to your kids? What are you doing to the people you work with? What are you doing to your spouse, your family, husband, wives? You know, when you're in anxiety, when you're judging yourself, when you're living in that cesspool of negative, toxic emotions, what do you have to give? That's all you have to give.
Yeah, not only that, but when you're abandoning yourself to that level, you're creating this black hole inside. This is a neediness. And that neediness, that emptiness pulls on other people's energy because it's making them responsible, even if you don't say anything energetically, because you're being a victim and you're not taking responsibility, you're pulling on other people. And yes, you're right. The very best thing we can do is to learn how to take responsibility for loving ourselves. We get other people off the hook when we do that.
Mm-hmm.
We release them from their feelings of responsibility and obligation for us. You know, I get people all the time that say to me, well, isn't it selfish to take care of myself? And that's so crazy because it's the exact opposite of selfish. It's so loving to take care of yourself and get other people off the hook. Selfishness is when you abandon yourself and then you expect other people to do for you what you need to be doing for yourself.
Yeah, don't let your happiness come from other people's minds, everybody. That just will not work. You'll be on the merry-go-round forever. It's
exactly.
You know, the thing is that you can really help people find, you know, I know the Christmas season's over for many of us. Let's be real, but there's no stopping, I think, shopping and searching for those spiritual strengths that we need. And I think that your system allows people to know what it is that they want to buy and then go buy that instead of, you know, going to the hardware store for the bread. You know, you've got to go to the right place for the right reason to get the right results. But we all need mentors. And I think the other thing that's lovely about your story and your sharing is that, hey, everybody's got something. And I think the testimony that, you know, you have Lindsay Wagner, Alanis Morissette, you know, Neil Diamond, well, you have so many names, big names, movie stars, Katherine Oxenberg, you know, these are people too. Every single person, no matter what you think they look like on the outside, part of being a human being is dealing with this stuff. Some of us have more or less. But the bottom line is, Dr. Margaret, you know, we don't have to feel alone. We are not the only one dealing with this stuff. And we are not going to be the only one that can be healed from it either.
Right. That's exactly right. And we don't have to do it alone. People somehow think that, oh, I have to do this alone. But none of us can do it alone. We all need the help and support of others. Even though inner bonding is a self-healing process, that doesn't mean that we can do it alone. And that's really what the inner bonding community, the membership site is about, is people helping each other to stay the path and letting each other know that we're not alone.
Yeah. I love that, and there's just so many great resources. You know, I think, can we take one quick call before we go here? Do you mind?
Sure. Oh,
okay,
I'd love to.
Okay, 786-985, you're on the air with Dr. Margaret. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year to you, Deb, and thank you, Dr. Margaret.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Yeah, I've been following with you on Facebook for a long time, but however, since we're in the air, let me share an advice, but it is to add to everything that you have mentioned as far as advice and wisdom you share with everyone. One practice that is important for anyone to cultivate in order to reach the level that you have mentioned is self-examination. When you get in the practice of a routine practice of examining yourself all the time, you will self-reconciliation, self-examination will clear your inner existence. You will never have anything hidden within you because you are up to date with everything. And whenever that you find something that you don't like, and you're not ready to handle it, take it up to the Lord. Take it up to love. That's what life and love are there for. They create you, and you are here. You're not alone. They're here to handle with you and for you anything and everything that you cannot handle on your own here. You just have to cultivate belief, faith, and trust energy in their spiritual energy abilities, and they will work for you.
Hmm. Thank you very much. And, you know, do you have a comment about that? Because self-examination, as you're saying, it really is part of what this, I mean, that is what this process is about, but in a very trusting and loving way.
Right. It's very much about self-examination, very much about wanting to learn. That's what the intention to learn is about. But what's so vital here is for people to consciously choose the intention to learn, because sometimes the wounded part of us can be very tricky and can act like we're examining something, but really what we're trying to do is control something. And that's one of the problems. That's why it's so vital to be aware of our intention, because an action can come from either the intention to control or the intention to learn. And I've known many people who have spent years and years and years and years examining with no true intention to learn about how they're responsible for their own feelings. And so that's why step two, we can't skip that. We have to consciously move into an intention to learn, and then we examine. And then our examining will be very productive and very helpful.
Yes, and thank you so much for calling in and sharing that and really echoing so much of what we're talking about today. And Happy New Year. Make it a blessed
happy
one.
Happy New Year to you too, Deb and Dr. Margaret. I bless your work and I support your vision.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year. Yeah, you know, it's just great. I think that people really need to know that there is a possibility of good change. People think of change as like a bad word, but change is good. I mean, if I had to be the same person I was 20 years ago, Dr. Margaret, oh my gosh. You know,
oh, yeah,
I would just
too.
Be, you know, give up the hope of the better past, as they say. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's one of the great things is knowing how to change. But, you know, it's such a great way to look at life, isn't it? What can I learn from this? Why am I feeling that way? Where does that come from? You know, these are all new ways of thinking, but they create new ways of feeling and then can translate into that new way of being. And, you know, you've helped thousands of people over the years, and I'm sure you have some very favorite stories, but I didn't know if you quickly wanted to share one with the listeners that they can have as a little takeaway. I know you had one in the beginning that was really great too, but I just love these great, upbeat, hopeful stories that it's never too late to start. Start now.
Well, you know, let me just tell you another one, because I work a lot with relationships, and, you know, so many people don't know how to have a relationship. And, you know, half of the first marriages end in divorce, about 67% of second marriages and 73 or 4% of third marriages end in divorce. So people take their baggage with them. So this couple had both been married before, and they were in their 60s when they met and fell in love. But soon after they met and fell in love, they ran into problems like people do. But fortunately, they were open, and they came to me. They both came to me, and they both learned. I do five-day intensives for 12 people that are very, very deep. They both came to intensives separately and together, and they started to learn, each of them, something that they had never learned before, which was how to take responsibility for their own feelings. Because what was happening in their other marriages and in this relationship was that they were both blaming each other. They had huge expectations of how this person was supposed to be. They were blaming each other for not being that way, and their relationship was going down the tube. So they each learned how to take full responsibility for their own feelings. And what happened was that here their relationship had gotten distant. The passion had gone out of it. They weren't making love anymore. They were either fighting or they were distant. And, you know, of course, it looked like this relationship was over. But because they both decided to learn to take responsibility for themselves, they ended up, and one of their testimonials also on the website with a video, because they ended up getting married, I think it was the the day, because I married them on the day that I took a video of them, they ended up getting married and saying that they were happier now than they had ever been before, because they were no longer making each other responsible. They were taking full responsibility for their feelings. They were loving themselves, learning to fill themselves up with love, connecting with themselves so that they could then share their love and connection with each other. And this is what they were doing, sharing love and connection rather than trying to get love and connection. And this is where most people are. They're trying to get love and connection because they're not loving themselves and they're not connecting to themselves. And until they learn to love and connect to themselves, they really can't share love and connection with their partner. These people learn to do that.
Well, that is such a great story. I just love those stories. And you have so many other, you know, you have so many great testimonies, so you can go to the website and see that great couple. But, you know, I really do think it's such a tragedy that we really think that there's something wrong with us if we go seek help or, you know, to contact you or, you know, to do those things. It somehow we translate that, or a lot of people maybe because of those past historical traumas of being younger, because we, you know, there is no Ozzie and Harriet family, you know, thinking that there's something wrong, that we need help, or that we have to have somebody teach us what seems to be, in our mind, commonplace, that everybody else knows how to do this except for me. You know, and you know, I can't think of one thing, Dr. Margaret, that I've learned without somebody's help. I mean, I don't beat myself up and feel shame because I don't know how to speak fluent French. I know that if I want to speak French, I have to have somebody who knows French to teach me and to help me and to practice and to learn the translations and all of that until it can become fluent. Yet with ourselves and our own ability to love and be loved, enjoy our own company, be happy, we do exactly the opposite, you know.
Well, not only do we guilt and shame ourselves if we need help, but we also tell ourselves a big lie, and that is that nobody can help us. I mean, I cannot tell you how often people will call me and saying, well, you know, I'm stuck here in my relationship, but I don't really think you can help me, but I decided to give it a try. Well, of course I can help them, and usually I help them within one session, and they're amazed at how much help they can receive in such a short period of time, because of the inner bonding process. It works so rapidly and so deeply. So I really want to encourage your listeners, if you're stuck, there is help available. I work on the phone and Skype. I have many trained facilitators who work on the phone and on Skype. We work with people from all over the world on the phone and on Skype. Plus, there's all the help that's on the site. So please don't tell yourself that there's anything wrong with you for needing help or that help is not available. It is. It is available. And until you try the inner bonding process, you're not going to know how deep and powerful and healing this is. It truly is.
I know, it's so inspirational, and I know that people, hey, everybody, it's 2012, it's a new year, this is the perfect time to do it, and you can speak with Dr. Margaret, and that little bit of light, a little bit of light, can really brighten up a very dark room. So don't think that it's too late for you. This is what Dr. Margaret specializes in, is people that feel that, you know, they've tried everything. But you haven't tried everything if you haven't tried this, and you have to know that you're worth the effort. And the better you are in a relationship with yourself, the better all your relationships with everybody else are going to be. And I can't thank you enough, Dr. Margaret, for being our first guest of the year. You're so awesome. Best People We Know Club. Absolutely. Tell people again how they can get in touch with you, because I know you have thousands of people on Twitter and you have thousands of people on your Facebook page and your website. So before we go, I just want everybody to know how to contact you.
Yes. If you go to the website at innerbonding.com, there's contact information there. If you call 8886-INNERBOND, you can reach our office and our wonderful assistant, Valerie. There's many, many ways of contacting. My email is margaret@innerbonding.com. You can contact me directly. I am very good at responding to email. And there's all of our facilitators on our website. So if you're looking for help and I'm too expensive for you, there is somebody who is not and will be able to be of help to you. But again, I want to encourage you, take our free course. Start with taking our free 7-day inner bonding e-course. If you just sign up for it, you'll get it in your email for 7 days, and this will get you started on the inner bonding process.
Wow. Well, thank you so very much. You're such a blessing, and I just love what you're doing and so excited that, you know, you were able to come today with your busy schedule and share some of your wisdom, knowledge, and just the hope. I mean, I'm sure that we can all – I can feel it over here. I'm in, like, in the Boston area. I'm feeling the hope. I'm feeling the love in the airwaves, and it just feels so inspirational. And what a great time to really get on and make these changes. You know, the time is now. There's no time like right now, and it's the only one that we have. But I really want listeners, and I'm encouraging you. I know that we are, like, over 33,000 listeners from last year, and I'm really excited, and it's all because of you, the listeners, who's made that happen. But if you have somebody that you know will resonate with Dr. Margaret, maybe it's a friend, a relative, maybe it's you and a friend, you know, you can share this show with a friend. You can download us on iTunes 24/7. You can put us on your iPhone, and you can listen while you're in the, you know, in the car, take up some of that dead time while you're walking outside, walking the dog, and recycle these mind vitamins that will feed your whole soul so that you can start becoming familiar with reframing your thought process. Because as Dr. Margaret was saying, a lot of these beliefs we have, yeah, we have them, but that doesn't mean that they're true. And these 6 steps work. And I know I'm excited to participate in the program, and I think that what we all need to do today is take that first action step to put that seed in the ground to grow, because if you don't put the seed in the ground, you can't blame anybody that it doesn't grow. So put that seed in the ground and sign up for that 7-day e-course and begin the process. It's free. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain. And just know that this is going to be your action, your love action, as Dr. Margaret says, that you love yourself enough to at least sign up for the free 7-day e-course. I think that is, there's no excuses there, Dr. Margaret. I know I'm not getting commissions. I just totally believe in what you're doing, and I don't want people to miss out. You know, I just think it's wonderful what you do.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we've tried to make it very easy for people to get started. There really are no excuses.
Absolutely. All right. Well, share the show with a friend. Make sure that you rate us. Don't forget to go to motivationmarathon.com, and you can get some more inspiration there. Let's make 2012 the best year of our life. That's my commitment. My commitment and my mission statement for the year is to help as many people as possible, humanly possible, through whatever means is available, radio, TV, writing, you name it, whatever it is, to help everybody have the best year of their life. Because when one person changes, everybody else changes. And we together can make the world a better place. And how do we do that? We begin with ourselves. So today's that first step to really start making this year the best year of your life. So without further ado, I will close with my famous statement that I love from Oscar Wilde. Ties in perfectly with our show, and it is, be yourself, because everybody else is already taken. See you Thursday for our next show at 11 o'clock with Alicia, and many of you know her from Twitter. She's an automatic writer. She's calling us from the UK, so that's going to be a really exciting show for our international listeners especially. So make sure you get connected with Dr. Margaret, and thank you so much for joining us. You are appreciated. You are loved. Go out and share your shine with the world, because the world needs you, and if you don't do it, who will? Good day. God bless. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.